Harper Audio presents A Question of Honor by Charles Todd. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. Northwest Frontier, India, 1908. The letter came for Lieutenant and Mrs. Standish on an afternoon when the heat was at its height, and we had already retired indoors to rest until the evening. As he was crossing the parade ground, Sergeant Murphy heard a scream. According to his report to my mother, he ran at once to the Standish bungalow to see what was wrong. He found the Indian servant standing in the sitting room doorway, uncertain what to do. Inside, Mrs. Standish was staring at a sheet of paper in her hand, her face as white as the cotton dress she was wearing. Her other hand clutched the sleeve of her husband's uniform. He had been just about to leave on patrol when the post arrived. We were far enough away that we hadn't heard the cry. Nodding to me as he came in our door, Sergeant Murphy turned.
"Begging your pardon for bursting in like this, Mrs. Crawford, but I think you're needed at Mrs. Standish's."
He described what had happened, ending with,
"She's in a rare state, and I couldn't make head nor tails of it. But the letter's from England. I saw the stamp. The envelope was lying there on the floor at her feet where she dropped it."
"And you were quite right to come for me. Thank you, Sergeant. I'd say nothing of this to anyone else until we know what's happened. No need for gossip to spread and cause the family more pain." He saluted and left. Glad, I think, to be spared escorting my mother to the Standish bungalow.